In the town of Delano, just beyond the Kmart, stood a little boy and his baby sister. Soon they would be traveling to the land of oak trees. Separation was her fate, but destiny came calling. On the streets of Van Nuys, deep inside the barrio, was a little family left alone in the cold. They were hungry, needing help. Shelter was provided. Then one day the rescue came, putting two souls down a path. A future of lifelong accord, a friendship of the oddest pair. This is the story of Sophie and Walter, one from the city and one from the farmlands. Two of a special pair, knowing each other. Theirs is the type of bond not seen in their kind. Ignorance and disregard for normal convention, they formed a bond from within that would last a lifetime.
Evil doctor seen or named from the Pacific Northwest, where the sun seldom shines, gray and stormy all year round. It could have been the lack of light, it could have been the isolation, but a smile never came across his face.
Carefree and jubilant, Sophie and Walter, playing in their new home, having fun everywhere, chasing and frolicking one from another. There were no boundaries to the times they would share, knowing danger was lurking there on the stair, waiting to pounce and bring an end to their fun. Evil incarnate, crushing their spirit, a mean and angry bitter man, resolute to stop the noise. But Seymour didn't expect Sophie and Walter, happy and playfully loving each other. Two of a special pair, bound to the other. Theirs is a type of bond he cannot alter.
Stop this noise, you childish creatures. There will be no fuss around. When I'm resting, I like quiet. I hate children and their sound. I will stomp you like a maggot if you cross my resting round. I will make you awfully sorry. Turn your smile into a frown.
Run! By the frightened one, not Sophie, but Walter. He's coming after us. We need to get lost. Let's make a run further away from this mean guy. We can find another place. Krogi 5 is quite loud. No, said the gentle soul, he is not so bad. I would like to play with him. He could be my brother. Chasing him up and down, he will like us, you will see. He just needs some time to learn that we're alike, him and me.
Wait, what? That will not work. I am not your friend, nor your brother or your dad. Go away, you mangy kid, and leave me to my peace. I do not like children or their sound. Please, won't you let me be? I don't want to interact with you or your friend. I prefer a noiseless house, the ruckus for me. So go away, my solitude is calling me now.
Hooray!
Came the happy sound from jubilant Walter. We don't have to deal with him. He'll leave us alone. We can go on having fun, ignoring the old man. Shenanigans arise again. Carefree and easy.
No, Walter Seymour's right. Let's not be unkind. We should respect his choice for calming relaxation. Let's show him love is real. We can live together. One big happy family inside our world forever. So it went as Sophie said. The three, they learned to live as one. Each unto his own approach. Tranquility of a type. And so this story has no end. For this is life, we're all unique. Each unto his own approach. Like Sophie, Walter, and Seymour.